so cute, like a cupid. You're so dumb, you believe it. You'll learn fast when you see it. You're so lame, but so righteous. The whole world wants to fight you. You're learning more than I know. You're so fast, everything seems
to anything and everything. It is 9:03. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. And we have a great show for you today.
We do indeed. But as always, let's get started with our favorite way to start a Thursday morning. Little Dolly Parton.
9 to 5. Working.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working out. Thank you.
Was Kryptonite by Three Doors Down, a song that my band in eighth grade was not good enough to play.
What was that band's, the name of your band there, Sam?
Law and Disorder.
Law and Disorder.
Very proud. I could sample some music on here later if we needed to.
So, funny, quick story about that. First of all, the band that Sam did, Sam looked quite different when he was in that band.
I looked a little bit different.
He looked like a shrimp.
Hmm. I mean, a big shrimp.
Though. A jumbo shrimp, for
a jumbo
sure.
Jumbo shrimp, yeah.
But he was very small.
Yes.
So Sam,
handsome jumbo shrimp, mind you.
Let's not get carried away. So, Sam did this band at a place called...
Bach to Rock.
Spelled Bach.
Yes.
Like Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, B-A-C-H.
My brother also did the band.
Otherwise,
there.
It would have been Back to Rock.
I'm sorry for messing up your pun.
I'm just saying... I think they did a good job.
But there's something called Battle of the Bands, where a bunch of 8th graders and 7th graders got up and played rock music, and they crowned a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever win?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You won, right?
I think we won third place The first year we did the Battle of the Bands, we won third place. And then we had somewhat of a drought for like 2-3 years, 4 years maybe. Yeah, maybe even 4 years. We've gone 4 years. But then... We won. The crowning achievement, first place. It was amazing.
Didn't one year, you say you lost only because the son's, the owner's son was in a band?
I don't remember that. I don't recall that.
My brother also did.
That I don't, yeah.
A band.
I sound like I'm testifying at Congress. I just put the microphone far away at first and then asked me a question.
Mr. Lipsy, do you recall any... illicit starburst activity?
Congressman, I do not recall.
It's just tells us how overly saturated our media is with just absurd amount of political content.
It is, it is. Although, you know, okay, so we're both from D.C., right?
I'm going to do something not okay to you.
Fine, we're both from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
I am from inside the borders of
D.C. proper,
D.C. proper.
Well, we're both from the area. Let's try again. We both went to high school in D.C.
We did.
Together, okay, mind you.
And Sam would sometimes pick me up on his way to
school. So who's complaining? I lived in Virginia now. So, you know, how much more politics do you experience there than here? Because I feel like so much more, it was way more saturated there than it was here.
I don't think I realized it when I was there. And people would ask me, what's it like living in D.C.? And I would say, it's not any different. And then I would say, yeah, sometimes you get stuck in the president's motorcade and that's a drag. And they go, whoa.
Yeah, no. My thing is that some people would be like, yeah, I just don't care about this at all. And you'd be like, oh, wow. Like,
It is impossible to escape it. Also because of the kind of people that live in that area.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I also find that everyone who we went to high school with is like moving out and they're discovering, they're like, oh my gosh, you guys don't talk about it 900% of the time. That's going to be my identity.
Yeah.
And then they post all over the Facebook.
Yeah, there's a lot of Facebook. Okay.
I don't know.
Let's change the topic here. What are appropriate Facebook posts that are not pictures? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the text updates.
Yeah, sure. I think I didn't do it, but I think a college update would be fine.
I did a subtle one. I just changed my my education, but I didn't have it post an update.
I don't think I'm educated on Facebook, which is kind of weird if you think about it.
Considering that you are a millennial.
I am.
Yeah, no, you're a Gen Zer.
I am. Well, I mean, why don't you take a look at my Facebook page? I think it has very little. Oh no, we're friends. Never mind. But. Yeah, because I don't like, you know, I don't like people knowing what's going on with me.
Okay, for example, someone just posted, and I'm not going to give a name because that would be a violation of privacy, watching a new TV show on Hulu.
Is it your aunt?
It is not my aunt.
My aunt and uncle do that.
My aunt and uncle also do that, but it's a former teacher, actually.
Interesting. See, that's different to me because that's old. That's not old per se, but that's older people.
Are you talking about our? We're talking about our generation.
Yeah, because no one does that.
There is a lot. No, nobody.
There's a lot of like, hey, here's something I read in an article, and I'm going to say it like I thought of it myself.
Or here's something that I read in the opening sentence of an article that I did not finish.
Yeah, or they just share an article and be like, shouldn't happen, and you'd be like, oh, really?
There's also occasionally you'll just see something that a relative posted and go, oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but I also, you have to stay off Facebook. Okay, I don't know if anybody else has ever experienced this. You don't watch Game of Thrones.
No.
But for those...
Oh, okay, wait. But I do understand. I don't want it spoiled for me. I haven't gone on Twitter in 2 weeks.
No, I have been, every time I see Game of Thrones, something, just scroll past. And the other thing is, you've never watched it, right?
I did watch the first three seasons,
but
a long time ago.
You'll have to rewatch some when you get back.
Like, I think I watched the first three seasons when
they came out.
No,
you were too young.
I think I watched the first two seasons when there were four seasons.
Okay, I am on season 6.5, so there are. I am far enough along that any spoilers I see, I might remember. But there are also, at the same time, for someone who's so far back in it, the amount of spoilers, I know I've had stuff spoiled that I already forget.
Oh, really?
Because there's so much content.
How many seasons are there? 7, I thought.
We're on the 8th.
Oh, you're on the 8th. So you are behind.
I am behind.
So you need to get
caught up by the time season 8 finale happens over the summer.
So that you can watch the finale live.
So I can watch the finale live.
Wow, you got a lot of work to do.
No, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I have a date with my bed and 6 hours of nothing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one heck of a date, I would say. So what's your strategy?
My strategy always begins with dominoes.
Okay. First, dominoes.
I'm a big movie person.
Do you ever say dominoes like Dora? And you'd be like, dominoes.
I'm not going to lie to you, Sam.
Yeah.
Never once has that thought crossed my mind.
It's going to cross your mind every time you order Domino's.
I know, and now you've ruined every Domino's
time,
for
every
me.
Time you're going to open up that app and you're be like, Domino's. All right, so your strategy starts with Domino's.
My strategy
Walk me through your mindset here,
My
Thomas,
mindset
because I really need to understand.
So if I'm just sitting down to watch an episode of Game of Thrones, okay. I don't need Domino's.
Okay.
But, you know, it's been a long week. I am ready to basically lie on my bed shirtless and not move for many, many hours. So I will order Domino's, and then I will watch YouTube for about 15 minutes.
Mm, I feel like YouTube is always so dangerous. It's just
that
such
is
a dangerous
true. I did
place
wake up at
on.
7 a.m. today, and
I
thought, I'm going to study for my exam at 10:30.
And then you say, I'm going to watch
one
4.5-minute YouTube video. And then you say to yourself, it's 4.5 minutes. How bad? Really, how bad?
And then I look up and it's 8:55.
Yes, and you're like, oh, I didn't do anything I was supposed
I didn't
to do.
Do anything.
I feel like they should have somebody on there that's like, hey, you've been on here for quite some time.
But it's not like the Netflix version of that. It is, well, you know, it's many hours, but for YouTube, it should be about 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And no, it should be 30 minutes, I think, because some videos are 15 minutes long. But what it should say is you started watching blank. You are now watching blank.
What did I start?
You can have an idea.
This morning, I started watching a video about the practical effects in Interstellar and ended on a golfer has 500 balls to try and make a hole in one.
And the problem with it is that, you know, I don't even finish the videos most of the time. I get bored by what's on this. I'm like, oh!
I usually get bored. The thing I end up doing,
it'll be like,
always,
oh my God, LeBron James still happy to be a Laker? Gotta learn about that. And then
I always end up watching videos that I've seen not once, not twice, but many times.
Oh, really?
Like, because I'm not a huge YouTube, like, addict. Okay, let me rephrase. I am a YouTube addict, mm-hmm. but I don't religiously follow it in the way that some people do. But there are channels that I watch that I like.
Okay.
So there's this channel that posts, I'm about to out myself to the world, funny classical music content.
Yep, yeah.
And
you guys don't know what it's like to have someone try to show you funny classical music content. They'll be like, wait, just wait a minute. It's coming. It's going to come. They're going to do something funny.
And they then do and funny things.
And then yeah, it's like funny. Yeah, it is. I would laugh.
But it's also way in funnier between, to me.
And also in between, it's literally like 5 minutes. It's like a full 5 minutes of these two guys being like analyzing the funny scene, but like they have no qualifications. They're just like two teenage kids who I don't care about their opinion.
See, I really enjoy their opinions. But anyway, so I'll watch their video like, ooh, animal sounds on the violin. I haven't seen this 5 times.
And you'd be like, I've only seen it thrice.
And it's a 20-minute video.
Have you seen that video of like how animals eat or something like that?
I watched that video with you.
Okay, great, because I was wondering. Yes. That's
it is hysterical.
It is. I feel like it was. That's one of them that doesn't get funnier, though.
So I'm realizing something. It's 9:20.
It is indeed.
So I think, unfortunately for today,
Are we gonna pass on the hot takes?
Are we going to pass on the hot takes?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, listeners. I don't have a hot take at the moment because, well, you'll learn in That About Sums It Up. But I was up very, 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 very late last night to the tune of 4:30 a.m. And so my hot take make abilities were
are
kind
diminished.
Of stifled, stymied, if you will.
So we're going to take a quick break. And then I have my grand idea is we're going to smush hot takes and That About Sums It Up together. So That About Sums Up our hot takes.
Oh, that's very interesting. Thomas, actually, you were the one to show me this song. You know what this is sampled by? Or no, not sampled.
Copied?
Directly copied from? It does sound literally the same.
But this sounds a lot like Dear Future Husband by Meghan Trainor, even though this came out first. Let us know what you think.
Let's go, yeah. Man.
on now.
It is 9:27, time for the hybrid hot takes.
Hot. Am I starting or are you starting?
Why don't you start us off?
I have two, so we'll go me, you, me.
Okay.
I'll start with my not as good one.
Okay.
You know how they have, they, like, they, the generic they,
yeah,
make
different prosthetics for different activities. Mm-hmm. Specifically, they make prosthetics for running.
Yep.
They should make stilts for sports.
Interesting.
For example, me as a
basketball player,
as a 5'6" man.
You want to like be like 8 feet tall and dunk?
Right. Exactly. I can't do that on wooden stilts. That would be ridiculous.
That would be.
But if I had, you know, spring-loaded metal hydraulic
stilts. Okay, let me ask you this though. You know, my only experience with stilts are ones where, you know, it's really long, and then you put your feet on and you hold with your hands. As well. Do you have experience with stilts where you don't need your hands? Because you can't use these stilts unless, you know.
No, but here's the thing. You wouldn't just stand on them. Your whole foot would get inserted.
Oh.
And you have extra stability. Would you be fast too? Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's a sports utility stilt.
Okay, well, how... So, but it would only be allowed in, like, non... You know, like non-league competition? You know, when...
Sure.
When is it allowed?
Wherever you can get away with it.
Okay.
That's how the world works. And that's my hot take.
On the street. All right, that's an interesting hot take. We're going to wait to grade our hot takes. All right. Here's my hot take. Say your pants are falling down, you can't find a belt.
What a way to start a sentence.
Say you can't find a belt, all right, but you're at an amusement park. And you're like, I also you don't have hands. So your predicament is worsening, okay? You don't have hands, and also you're at an amusement park, right? So, hey, benefit is you can't get your hands dirty, but
that's terrible.
Hey, okay, so you don't have hands, all right? But you need to pull your pants up, right? And you don't have any friends to help you out. So what do you do?
This person just lives a sad life.
What do? You go to that spinny machine, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like a centrifuge?
Oh, my.
And you go upside down. So, because if you went the other way, your pants would fall down. So you have to lay upside down. Your pants will be pulled up.
I'm pretty sure they won't. I'm pretty sure they'll just get flattened against the wall.
No. This is a hot take. The hot take is that they will get pulled up.
Any physicists in the listener base, give us a call.
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-Thomas is a failure.
I can't believe I don't know it.
I know. It is really sad.
I do know it, but I thought it started with 817 for some reason.
Can we hear the third hot take?
So have you ever needed to rapidly take a picture?
No. Yes, I have.
Rapidly.
Yes. Yeah.
And like not time. Like, not that I'm thinking about that, they have this already.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's awkward.
They have
for you.
This on the phone.
What is it? Were you going to suggest a feature where you could swipe to the left and then? Is it right? I don't know which.
It's to the left.
All right. Well, I can say easily that this is the worst hot take we've had on the show. If it's not even hot.
No. Like if you just shouted, "Take a picture," they have Siri. This is tanking.
Yeah. This is tough, Thomas.
Wow. This is. Turn that off. I don't deserve. I don't deserve this.
This is cold. What this is.
Oh
my gosh. I don't mind your first hot take though.
You don't mind it.
No,
it doesn't offend you.
It doesn't bother me. But you know, Sam, we can get back to that later. Because do you know what this music means?
It means that we squished two segments that are not meant to be together in the same time slot.
That about sums it up. DJ Rizzle King, let's hear it.
Oh, I have two.
Okay.
The first one happened.
Now, is the second one going to be incredibly horrible? Like your hot take?
I would like to remind
the listeners, Thomas, it's okay. Thomas, I actually don't hold it against you personally, per se, but there's a reason I'm leaving the country next year.
I would like to hearken back to
you know
our
what?
First hot take.
If you're gonna come on this show with slander and calumny.
This is not slander. There is recorded proof.
And it is a good hot take.
We'll get back to this after that about sums it up because we have a set musical time frame to get this done.
What about the first one happened
just moments ago?
Oh, really?
Where at the beginning of the show, I was putting on my headphones, and as I was putting on my headphones, I pulled the microphone close to me, and the headphones somehow got caught on the microphone, and I was trying to get them off the microphone, and I pulled them a little hard, and hit myself very hard in the face with the headphones, just very hard. And it really hurt.
Wow.
And that about sums it up.
And that about sums it up. That would about sum it up. Is it? It's rough for you right now, I'd say.
I think we're, this is as days go, not the best anything and everything
okay.
cast day.
That's true. All right, here's my that about sums it up. Last night I had a friend, I won't name names. Anyway, so he breaks his pinky, all right? And
horrifically?
I don't know. I saw the x-ray. I mean, it was gross. I'm not going to, like, I wouldn't want it to happen to my finger, but also, it's fine. So he breaks his pinky, we go to the hospital. And I was at the hospital for 6 hours, and that about sums it up. Went to bed at 4:30, and that about sums it up.
Yikes.
Yep. What's your that about sums it up?
My real one is DJ Slips and I are both avid Washington Capitals fans.
Oh, I didn't even, you know what's sad?
You didn't even register that?
I didn't register. All right, hit it. We're both Washington Capitals fans.
We're both Washington Capitals fans, and both of us were doing things we didn't want to be doing last night. Yeah. I was teaching and then doing homework.
Yes.
And Sam was unfortunately at the hospital.
At the hospital.
At the hospital.
They call it. Yeah, I'll translate for you.
And
I'm going to translate the last word of every sentence you say.
And I veto that hard.
Okay.
Hard.
Duro. Yep.
See, I'm in a predicament because I'm just going to start using words that Sam cannot possibly translate into Spanish.
Español.
I can't. I don't know how to do this. So we both had other things to do. For example, Sam had to be at the hospital and mm-hmm. I had work to do, but we both wanted to watch Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Washington Capitals, which we were winning and then were suddenly not winning.
I know. Don't you hate it when you're winning and then you're suddenly not winning?
I'm sensing a bit of mocking of my tone at the moment.
I actually wasn't. I definitely do that voice as well. But that was a very nice John Mulaney impression.
You know what? I mean? Here's the thing. It started as a John Mulaney impression, and I've done it so many times.
It's just you.
That
it's
I kind of just
you
talk
now.
Like that now.
Yeah. I just talk like that now.
But, so we went, the game went to overtime.
It did.
I'm sitting in the library, supposed to be studying for my exam at 10:30, which is kind of a theme of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing the exam, studying for the exam, I'm watching the overtime game. And I don't have a charger for my computer.
Uh-oh.
My computer is at 16%.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, you know what? It's overtime. It'll end soon. An entire period of 20 minutes goes by.
Dikembe say no, no, no.
And my computer dies.
Oh, no.
And so I have to finish the period on my phone. Sprint back to my room. And I sprint back to my room, plug in my computer, get set up, and I'm talking to somebody the whole time, and they're saying, why don't you just not watch the game and study for your exam if you're so stressed?
And you were like, stop that.
And I was like, that's ridiculous. We don't entertain stupid ideas here. So I finish the game, and the Caps lose.
Oh,
and then I have to study for my exam.
I know, and that's horrible, Rabbi Moisha, after that night.
And then I have to study for my exam. Bernie!
Tom's just pulling out all the...
All the voices
impressiones today.
All I need now is my Shrek impression.
Impression.
All right, well, that about sums it up.
That does about sum it up. That sums it. I, you know, just be like, hey, like, where are you in the tired scale? You'd be like, I'm just translating the last word of every sentence, Thomas says.
I am fully sprawled out across two chairs to the point where I adjusted my microphone so I don't have to move at all.
Can we do a throwback Thursday? Because it's Thursday at 9 a.m., as we always are here.
We've never done a throwback Thursday.
Wait, what?
We've never done one.
Also, we needed a segment for 2 years. That is gross incompetence at its finest.
No, but okay, yes.
Wow.
But that's so boring.
All right, here's my throwback Thursday. Last year, Thomas got his foot, like, super stuck in a chair. I don't mean, like, like I had to go over and untie his shoe.
So I could get out of the chair.
So we could get out of the chair. It was really, it was a sight to see.
Wow, yeah, so we have an ongoing thing in this studio. It is, as far as college radio stations go,
very nice studio.
It is an incredible studio.
Really? Like, and with all honesty and earnest here, is it? It's not earnesty, I would assume.
No.
All right. Well, with all of Ernest, which is a person's name, so can you imagine being named Ernest? Moment of silence.
We get more off track the more tired we get.
Anyway,
generally.
So with all Ernest, this is exactly what I envisioned it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah. Like you remember we had this conversation and we were like, this is they just let you do whatever you want. Like,
Yes, exactly. At first, we were going to do a podcast.
Yes, and then we tried to join the Tufts Podcasting Club, and more power to them, but there were rules.
There were rules and training, and your first podcast had to be educational.
Yeah, and so we were like,
instead of just ranting your opinion about things you were not qualified to talk about.
Yeah, so we were just like, hard pass.
Yeah, very hard pass.
But now, this...
How they shouldn't let us in here. There's tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment in here.
I know.
And Sam dances around the studio to Britney Spears on a regular basis.
I mean, you know, I haven't danced to Britney Spears as much this year. I would say only once or twice.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I used to do a lot of dancing to Britney Spears. Specifically Toxic.
Specifically Toxic. Our show used to be at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And that was a prime time for...
Dancing around the studio to Britney Spears.
For lots of energy.
Yeah.
Every day now, we roll out of bed and say, we'll meet you at 8:47.
I know.
And
then but there is a part of me that really likes this time. It's like Thursdays, 9 a.m., Sunday.
I mean, we won't be able to play Dolly Parton. Well, actually, we're closing in on our last show
for a while. If you have any thoughts on what we should do, you know, I'm going abroad. I'm not going to be here. I can't do the radio show because, you know, I won't be here per the not being here. And you know, what do we do?
And anything and everything does not have a weekly private plane budget.
It does not. You know what we could do is we could do a podcast. Our own podcast, not with Tufts Podcasting Network.
We could do that, and we could record it with each other.
That would be interesting. But, you know, we're coming up on you know, one of our favorite segments. Just one of the few of our favorite.
We have many segments now.
We have precisely three.
The show has blossomed.
It has. Much like, this song's just very happy.
Mm-hmm. Like, I do enjoy this song.
It is. I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. You aware of that band, Thomas?
I've never heard of it.
Never once, huh?
Never once. So it's time for, it's not a segment, but it's our favorite game here on Anything and Everything.
It
called
is.
Can I Read Aloud? Where we make the other person read PSAs without having seen them for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. So I've not seen this one. I've actually been assigned two PSAs today.
Yeah,
I've
been assigned two PSAs.
I have not seen these. Thomas just handed me the book, so I'm going to read them.
And you're not allowed to laugh.
First impressions are... Oh, no. Oh, no. First impressions are, it says, quote, day before, dash, tornado, colon, 15. It looks like a Bible verse.
Is that what you just laughed at?
This is scripture, yes.
Okay. All right. It's about to get worse.
The following spots are...
You just read something.
The following spots are read slowly without sound effects. Just... All right. Here we go. Ready? Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does. The day before, a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And now the next one.
I'm not gonna lie. Today you brushed your teeth. gave me pause. I will not lie. All right. Here we have day before earthquake colon 15, which is you know, I don't think it is.
This is the book of apocalypse.
I don't think the scripture is as well written as tornado 15, but it is still very valuable. So here we go. Ready?
No.
What?
Come on, read it for the people.
Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I tested your limits there.
Wow. Holy cow. That is some... That's really quite... That... Oh, wow.
You ate the Greek yogurt.
Today you ate Greek yogurt.
You planned a workout.
Today.
You skipped it.
Yeah, that's my... I did skip it. I didn't eat Greek yogurt, though. Why would
All
I
right.
eat Greek... Do you like Greek yogurt?
No.
Neither do I. All right, sweatpants or real pants?
I'm going to switch it up. I'm actually wearing no pants today.
Ooh.
Unfortunately.
Thomas, I didn't get the memo.
Unfortunately, I'm wearing...
Unfortunately.
Well, hang on. Let's, for those who have listened before, I have four, I have, what's the word for four times? It's like what? Thrice, but with an F.
Quarterly?
Thrice.
Quarterly?
Four times on this show, I have had an exam immediately following this.
Post.
So I am wearing my modified spring exam outfit, which is the same sweatpants, same sweatshirt, but I'm wearing different shoes.
And no vest.
And no.
Oh yeah, the outer coaty thing. Yeah,
outer coat.
Yeah, because that's a staple, isn't it?
It is a staple.
Yeah,
but it is too warm for that these days.
It is, and I will say for my part, I am a solid wearer of sweatpants, and I know.
What else are you wearing, Sam?
I know.
What else are you wearing?
I'm wearing a hat.
Out of all the hard times you have given me for wearing a hat,
I will say this.
You have no defense.
Which is that, in my defense, you know...
In my defense, know, stutter, stutter.
Look, in my defense, Tornado 15 says, today you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, your hair, you went to work.
So let's pause and unpack that.
Yes, literally.
You the floss is cleaning the dirt of humanity away.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But what I'm saying is, if we look at Tornado 15s, we understand that man must forgive his fellow radio host for wearing a hat. For man asked his fellow radio host and consummate hat wearer to run the board.
But lo, that is not how the world works.
And lo, we transition to Earthquake 15s.
And lo, the wearer of hat shall not be yielded this pleasure because he hath skipped the workout that he doth planned.
Yes, for today he ate Greek yogurt, much like a Parisian god.
I don't know if we can get in trouble for doing this. I don't think so, because we're still
mocking
reading the PSAs.
Oh, we read it. I even read it. I read it 1.5 times, you know, once I quoted the scripture.
If you think we should be more serious with the PSAs, give us a call at 855-915-9636, and we will probably ignore you.
Here's a serious PSA. Your eyes are windows to your health. Boom. I also thought it said your eyes are windows to your teeth, and I was like, that is false.
Is that not where your eyes are?
I just not on Thursdays. I can't store them there on the Thursday. You know, I have to get up early.
Wow, this conversation took a hard left into Weirdsville.
I know. Well, I mean, what can I say? When Tornado 15's leads the way, you know what I do actually is I when I'm driving, I'll be like, Tornado 15's, take the wheel.
Tornado 15's. I don't know. I feel like we've gotten really close to PSAs on this show. Like, for those who remember the ladder PSA.
Yeah, we had the ladder PSA. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the ladder PSA. There is someone at WMFO who reads the ladder PSA every time. And I'm talking like this because he reads it with his eyes and not on the computer, which is a huge waste.
It's in there?
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a song. We're going to find the ladder PSA.
Okay.
We're going to read it.
Okay.
And I think, obviously it's going to be worse.
It might be worse.
I mean, just Thomas, anytime that you're feeling down or anything, just remember your eyes, they're window to your teeth.
To your teeth.
I'm going to rename this show, Your Eyes Are Windows to Your Teeth.
Veto.
Yeah, so this is Another Day in Paradise by Quinn XCII. We had him for Spring Fling last year.
Did we?
Yeah, he was like one of the opening acts.
I did not attend.
Oh, sad.
Her bodies go like September. She burns through the night like an ember. And all those things we try forgetting, I remember. But we say we all fine, we all fine. Sunny day dreams and we up now. Vodka lemonade, I serve it up, it goes down. 75 degrees and a dope sound. All you need to live fine, to live fine. A little sunshine, cause she need it. A dose of rainfall in the evening. The waves crash down and we feel them. Say here's to the nights we steal them. And I be running cause I figured out, the more I slow down, the less I get out. Strong now, moving along, we don't mind, we don't mind. All the good comes in waves. I buy my time by the ocean, and at night I'm awake to feel the wake of your motion. And I want something. Same city I've been used to, and all the reckless things that we do keep us young. They're good signs, they're good signs. Take a little more if you need it. Voices of the night won't mislead it. The tide pulls me in, but it takes slow. Gives to the nights we let go, and I'm hoping that they figure out it's all about the scenery along the route. No fears and no problems. Moments are so kind, are so kind. Leave space.
just need something good. And I know when we're old, we'll look back and say some mistakes we made, they made us who we are. These games we played, they got us really far. That shit to most won't ever mean a thing, but it got us here, so I hold on. All the good comes in waves. I buy my time by the ocean, and at night I'm awake to feel the weight of your motion. And I want something that's feeling alright. Loose cannon, but still it won't fight. No need to leave, spend our whole lives. Another day in paradise.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We have found the ladder PSA.
The ladder PSA has been found. We're going to save it for another time.
Well, you know, we can read it. I mean, it's just the same thing, is it not? There's something hiding in your closet?
Except there's no bit at the end. Honey!
Whoa! That's my favorite. Honestly, my favorite part is when he falls.
Yeah.
Is that a written PSA? Did someone hand write a PSA?
Someone did, and someone wrote no kill in the corner, which means it has to stay in the binder forever.
They wrote no kill?
That when a PSA is passed its kill date, you have to take it out of the binder.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What is this PSA lore? What are these rules of the PSA binder?
And lo, PSA inside cover did read, please do not directly add or remove PSAs from this binder, except for PSAs past their kill date, in which case, thank ye.
And the PSA binder said unto him, close me, for I have outused my time.
The PSA binder will be put to rest.
Yes, we now live. You know, I don't mean, you might not know this, but like you when you take the Torah out,
I know,
it's like a big show.
It's
know?
A big deal.
They parade it around. We should do that with the PSA.
This would be so much better if this were a TV show.
Well, hey, next year, anything and everything. But first, this is like a G6, like they just said.
I love that introduction.
Yeah,
it was informative and concise.
Yes, well, and then we made it both not informative and
drawn out. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Getting wild, get them bottles popping. We get that drip and that drop. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop. Hell yeah, drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk, acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk.
Bottles in the
Put your hands up, make you put your hands up. put your hands up. Make you put your hands up. Make you put your hands up.
Put your hands up. Do it.
The transition from the song to your singing was seamless.
Well, you know, that's what I aim
for. Wait. Now, let's. I can start singing this next song, and then you can play it.
Okay. You know, this song just, every time I hear it, it gets moving.
We kind of bop our heads around. I know. I feel like I should be riding a horse right now. If anybody has ever seen Spamalot or Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the coconuts. And with that, we're ending a few minutes early today because, frankly, I have an exam to get to. So I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips, and thank you.
We'll see you next week. Woo!